David Nicholson, president of PolyConcept North America, and we were going to discuss today real briefly your jump into the apparel business. And I was wondering, how long has PolyConcept North America been interested in joining the apparel business?
Well, we've had it on our radar screen, I'd say, you know, probably as far back as four or five years ago. And actually, we're very close a number of years ago to making a move into the space and put things on hold when, you know, when the economy got tough. And I think as our business and the industry has come out of that, we picked up those discussions and picked up our activities in terms of looking to enter apparel really in the last 18 months, and are thrilled to have made our first step here with the acquisition of Trimark.
And how did that acquisition come about?
We've had, I'd say, going back probably, you know, 5+ years, just a long-standing relationship with Trimark up in Canada. You know, we've done a number of distributor events with them. We have just a close relationship among some members of the management teams. So we've known them well. We've always believed, and I think they have as well, that putting the two companies together would be a great fit. And, you know, fortunately, the timing worked with their prior owner, Western Presidio, who was a private equity investor, that their fund was wrapping up and they were looking to exit the business. And, you know, so the timing worked out, and we obviously knew them well and they knew us well. So once we kind of got talking, things moved pretty quickly.
And since they're primarily a Canadian company, do you have plans on expanding their reach into the United States?
We do. I would say it's not our number one priority today. I think we're going to look short-term, look at opportunities in terms of how do we work together closely in Canada, which I think will be a good model as we think about the U.S. And certainly longer-term, our goal is to bring Trimark to the U.S., but I wouldn't say that is going to certainly happen in any major way in the next 6 to 12 months. I think we really want to make sure we get to know each other and take advantage of the opportunities in Canada, and I think that will really be a model as we look to enter the U.S.
Sure. And so then what are your goals, and what do you hope to achieve within the apparel side of the business then at this point?
Well, I think our goals for the acquisition, you know, let me talk about first the acquisition, then I'll talk broadly about the apparel space. So the acquisition, you know, our priorities for the, you know, the first 6 to 12 months, really, as I said in the last question, that we want to take advantage of the opportunities to work together in Canada. They have a great reputation there. We do as well. We are now, I think, the clear leader. And really the first company to offer both apparel and hard goods under a single supplier brand.
Right.
But I think we need to understand how do we take advantage of that offering for the benefit of our distributors. And so some of the things we're going to be working on, you know, as we enter 2012 would be some joint programming, certainly a lot of opportunities to do combined marketing. We do not see, and we don't believe that, you know, the model that we have here in the U.S. for our three hard goods brands where we share a sales force.
Right.
That is not, we don't believe that makes sense, given the differences between apparel and hard goods. So we would keep the sales team separately, but still look to how do we work together to strengthen both of our offerings, for the distributors. And then longer term for the apparel, you know, our goal, I would say, is very consistent with how we've operated on the hard goods side, which is we're entering the category to be a leader. We see an opportunity to take a number of the service innovations that we've brought on the hard goods side and apply those to the apparel space, which is, you know, really something a little bit different for the industry.
Right.
Trimark is over the last year, started to invest in bringing full service decorating to the brand. So I think we have a lot that we can help them with as they move into that. And again, I think that would be our view as to how do we what are we going to bring to the apparel space is, you know, we're really going to focus on the service elements, which we think is a big opportunity for the industry.
And so as things begin to roll and you start to get a sense of where things are heading and how the two brands will work together, are there any plans for merging or cross-promotion of the brands, or how do you see that going into the future?
Yeah, definitely cross-promotion. We really will keep, and our intention is both short and long-term, to keep the operating entities separate. And again, I think that's largely that we don't see the same synergies that we did on the hard goods side. You know, for example, between Leeds and Bullet.
Right.
Apparel really is different in terms of the selling process and the product development process. So we think that part will remain separate. We think, you know, we believe that it makes sense to keep the organizations operating independently. But, you know, I think a few examples of where there are opportunities for us to work together. You know, for example, we both, Leeds has a number of licenses that we have on the hard goods side that we believe some of those names would make sense to bring apparel into. So we'll be looking at those. And likewise, Trimark does offer product beyond apparel within their catalog. So they do have some accessories and some bags, and I think we can certainly help strengthen their offering there. And again, I think looking at it, how do we program our offerings and how do we take advantage of now being a much larger supplier for these Canadian distributors? You know, I think we'll be looking at a number of opportunities. Day to day, how can PCNA, both between hard goods and apparel, benefit our distributors and help them be more successful in growing their businesses?
Right. So not only can you expand Trimark's reach into the United States, but you can also extend the reach of PolyConcept into Canada. Would that be true?
Yeah, and I think certainly the Canadian opportunity is the one we're focused on immediately.
Okay.
You know, we think there's still a lot of growth for PCNA within Canada, both on the hard goods and apparel side. And, you know, Leeds has been up in Canada for about 8 years and has done very, very well. Bullet is just getting its foot in the door, as is Journal Books.
Right.
So, you know, we're looking to continue to grow those brands up there. And also then, I think, to think about how can we look at some of Trimark's relationships. You know, what we found, and I think what we hoped to find and what we did find, was that they had distributor relationships that we weren't taking advantage of, and vice versa. And those are going to be immediate opportunities to leverage those relationships.
That's great. So ultimately, in the whole big picture scheme of things, what does this mean for distributors of promotional products that buy from PolyConcept?
Our goal, and I think the way we look at it, if we're successful, and I believe we will be, the same trust, loyalty, and passion that we believe distributors have for the Leeds brand, for example, our goal is to extend that to all of the PCNA brands. And, you know, if we're successful, you know, what distributors should look at PCNA as a trusted supplier and someone that they can count on every day for tremendous product and very, very reliable service. And, yeah, that's really the model that for any brand, whether it's apparel or hard goods, that we apply and the standard that we apply. You know, we want to be considered a trusted everyday resource for our distributors, and you know, that's really our objective. So, you know, I think we will take that same philosophy and apply it to Trimark as we you know, look at Canada first, and then ultimately look at the U.S.
Great. Well, congratulations on the acquisition, and I wish you the best of luck. And we're going to keep our eyes open for Trimark in Canada and then here.
Great. Well, thanks, Nikki, and I appreciate the time.
Great. Thank you, David. I appreciate it too.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.